Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
I couldn't slap by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Buy honey for your fucking hair. 200 for your fucking nails. Running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair. Girl, I got you another dress, so bring your ass up down them stairs. I buy you shit because you're rare. I'm pressed because you know I care. Bitch, you know you love it here. That's why you keep on coming there. Nigga can't compete, I swear. He tried, but now he look too weird, baby. I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. $500 for your fucking hair. $200 for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair. You running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair.
I'll come and slide by 8 p.m.
What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did. Been praying on this since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? This is me talking, it's not DNA, ho. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your ass right after we fucked. Don't know why, girl, it was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Found someone I'm falling for. You hit me back with talking more now. The bodies that you called before, they don't make me mad or insecure. I'm good. 1,000 on your fucking hair. 200 on your fucking nail. Real. This shit feel like a fairy tale. I swear, I'll make them open up Chanel. I'm a stand-up guy like Dave Chappelle. I was cursed, you about to break the spell. For real. Tell that nigga that you down with him. Girl, who cares if he gon' take it well, you're done.
DJ World Premier, the boy wonder, young scoliosis. We not going through all the names today. Everybody hates all the new listeners, all the new fans. They hate all the long intros. We not getting into all that today. And it's not about me today. Today, this is the big ISO on KJ.
Yes, sir. Big ISO.
Big ISO. We've been blessed with your presence.
Mr. Wild Takes himself. Wild Takes from my guy. And I had to bring him on the pod so that we could isolate these wild ass takes. Just to make sure that I'm not crazy.
I don't know what you mean by wild, bro. I say what's on my mind. I mean what I say. I'm 10 toes down. Like, Go ahead, man. Everything's open. Everything's fair game.
Well, I'll start with your most recent hot take. We just played the song, the Four Bats remix, Dated 8 remix with Drake. You had a wild take about this earlier. It's not being received as well as one would think this song would be received with Drake on it. Like, you heard this song for a while, and boom, you heard Drake's going to get on. Oh, shit, Drake's going to get on. Oh, Drake's going to smoke this. Oh, this is going to be crazy. I didn't share that sentiment, but somebody here on the pod today did.
So, I said this gave me vintage Drake feeling. Vintage Drake. What I mean by vintage Drake, I mean during that Lucy / Take Care era, you know, all of the remixes that he was doing, the beat switches up. He still kind of does it now, but you got that distinctive where the beat don't even match the original song no more. It becomes his own song. Slow It Down. A lot of singing. Not, it's rap, but it's not really rap anymore on there. He always gives you captions. You know, you're going to see the girls post it and all of that stuff on Instagram and X / Twitter, whatever you want to call that.
Stand up guy like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Man, I love that song, man.
Why?
Maybe because I'm down here and I grew up here. So, and because I knew kind of what he had going on in his personal life, you hear the little, you know, what they get, what's in that water in Clayco, but I knew who he's talking about. So it's kind of like, oh shit, like, you know, I'm surprised he's putting this out there, but okay. And it's just one of those things, man, where you just kind of get that old feeling, especially where you're coming off of For All the Dogs, where there was a couple of good of the slower joints, but really when Scary Hours, that's kind of like where that project picked up a lot of momentum. So it just felt good. I think a lot of people had a huge expectation, which seems to be with every project he has. And the way people feel about LeBron, even though I'm not a LeBron basketball fan, is how I feel about Drake, the artist. You got to give me, you actually got to give me a bad project, bro. Like, I thought this was a good song and it gave me some nostalgia. That's it, man. I was in college in 2010, 2011, you know?
So, and I'm glad you brought up LeBron, because this makes perfect sense now. So you're the old head who says Mike is the GOAT because you have the nostalgia, because you watched Mike play, because you came up at the same time as Drake and y'all paths are linear. That's why you're connected to him like this.
Yes, yes, I will say that. Just to go on the mic thing, and I tell people this, my brother-in-law, he's a huge LeBron fan. He believes LeBron's the GOAT. I have no problem with people that saying that. But I think what a lot of people miss is LeBron is the boat. He's the best of all time. He's got his accolades will probably never be touched because he never really had a significant injury. He's taking great care of his body, the technology. But when you think of LeBron James as impact, you think of off the court impact, player empowerment, putting your friends on, letting them grow, you know, being with the same girl since high school, being a family man, being all of that. MJ, on the other hand, is the GOAT. He took on the court wise, he took the game to the next level. Took that shit international. Everybody wanted to be Mike. You saw the commercials. I know they still live rent free in a lot of people's heads, man. He took the shoe game to the next level. Niggas are still buying shoes that came out in the 80s and 90s. That's the difference between GOAT and boat. The GOAT, the GOAT is about your impact in your field. The boat is about all the stats and all the stuffing and all of that. It's go back to music. Drake is the best of all time. Nobody's had a run like this in the hip-hop space. Everybody says, not everybody, majority of people say Jay-Z's the GOAT of rap and what he does. But Jay-Z don't got all the accolades that Drake got. He's got the classic albums. He's got the street feeling him. He's got all of that. But Drake has, when you look at just the music overall, the perception, the popularity, the longevity, this dude is in his third decade, bro.
What's better than $1 billion? What's better than being a billionaire?
Being infamous, dog.
What's better than being a billionaire and your wife being a billionaire? And motherfuckers treating your wife like she's the modern day Michael Jackson. What you mean Drake is the best of all time and Jay don't have those accomplishments? His accomplishments trump whatever Drake did. Yeah, Drake got an Apple deal. That's cool. My nigga started Tidal. He started his own streaming network. Yeah, Drake moved some shit and he changed the game because now everybody got to sing. Cool. Hov got out the game. And I don't even be caping for Hov like this. Like, I've said it on a couple podcasts, like, y'all niggas be hyping Hov up. But, like, I can't compare the two. I can't even put Drake in the same field because he's still a worker. He's still an employee at the end of the day. Hov stopped being an employee. Album one?
Who is Drake an employee of?
He signed to somebody.
Is he?
He signed to somebody.
Is he?
Shit, not too long ago, he was signed to a nigga that was signed to another nigga that was signed to another nigga.
That was a few years back. I mean...
I gotta look this shit up now. I gotta look this shit with, up.
He, remember, he did the $400 million deal to you know, for the catalog and doing a couple of albums. I think that's also why he's put out so many projects recently, like in such short time. It's to fulfill whatever obligation that was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just speaking on impact. Jay-Z's impact in rap, I mean, phenomenal, man, phenomenal. But what I want to think about is in the year 2075, how many, when they playing those songs back on whatever sport is going on during the going to the commercial break, going to the studio with whoever's Kenny, Ernie, and Charles at that point, who music they gonna be playing?
Probably Drake, because he makes music for those moments. He makes the commercial music. That we about to go to a commercial for 30 seconds. Boom. What are you going to put on? That quick little Drake snippet. Because everybody's going to get up and dance. And oh, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to the TV. Hov didn't have to do that in his career because he got out the game before that shit was mega important. Now, I ain't going front. Hov made some corny shit. You know, Hard Knock Life. After the first time you heard it, it was some corny shit. H to the Izzo was some corny shit the first time you heard it. But I think if you're talking like corny, I'm going commercial, I'm going mainstream to make people happy, I think that probably stopped after Blueprint 1.
Black Album.
Wait, what made people happy on Black Album? Change clothes?
Black Album, bro. They made a whole movie for it. They made a whole movie for it. They went commercial for that album because that was true. That was truly supposed to be his final album. But what a lot of people say about Drake, he can't avoid the fame and all of that. At that point, Hov wasn't ready to give that up. That's why he came back with Kingdom Come. And I know on some platforms, they try to big up Kingdom Come with revisionist history. It's not a good album. It's not. Show me what you got, little mama.
That wasn't fire? That wasn't fire?
No.
Show him what you got. Show him what you got with Flavor Flav in the background. That's not fire.
Hands up. Nah, bro.
That might be some of the best production from Just Blaze because that's a live band in the studio. I want you to understand that's not fucking I pulled a sample and we just did some cool shit. No, that's a live fucking band. That's that nigga on the drums was shredding some shit. Like, bing, like that shit was cool. Yes, he sold it to Budweiser. He made a big fucking video about it that looked like an episode of Entourage because he's racing Danica Patrick down the street. He's speedboat doing this, that, and the third. And but to me, that wasn't going commercial. That was more, I'm going flex on y'all. Well, like, I don't even do video.
Man's out.
Who he sell out?
One that right after he sold his man's out.
Who he sell out? Who's his man? Dame Dash?
Right after he sold his man's out.
I don't think, I wouldn't call that a sellout.
Okay.
I wouldn't call that a sellout. We can't do.
Right. It don't got to be a sellout. But
we've outgrown each other as business partners. I've asked that you sell me your share. You don't want to sell me your share. So I walk away.
Took everything from that man.
Nah, he got the name.
Took everything from him. Took all the artists, bro.
No, the artist, you got, that's a divorce. You and your wife get a divorce, the kids got to choose where they go. That's a business version of that.
Man, I just, for me, more.
And if you're a smart artist, are you going to go with the businessman who seems to rub people the wrong direction? Or the artist who's also going to be president at Def Jam who has good relationships? I'm not going nowhere with a nigga who can't get along with people. That's like taking your friend to the party and every 5 minutes your friend's tapping you on the shoulder like, if this nigga look at me one more time, I'm about to set it off. Nigga, we are at a Christmas work function. Why are you so agitated right now? Like, what's going on? Read the room. Dame didn't read the room.
You don't think it's because he had some stuff going on, man, that his mans knew about that maybe he should have been more empathetic towards and understanding why this man was wilding out? I don't want to speak on that man's business, but we heard the rumors around that time frame.
I think it's multi-layered. I think the people that were working with all of them saw the potential in Hov. Hey man, if I can get you away from this guy, I think you could be great. And at first it's like, nah, that's my man. We riding together. And then a couple little bumps in the road happen and motherfuckers will pull your coattail to it. Hey, you know, we could have got you this deal, but nobody wants to work with your man. They'll work with me. They love you, but they won't work with your man. It's beef by proxy.
That's true. Sometimes you got to make a decision. But I also think when that's one of your day ones, I think it's a way to handle that. And I just feel it wasn't handled the right way. That's between those two men. I don't know all the details. I can only go by what's been out. But when it's your day one, I feel like it's got to be a different type of conversation. Who's to say that maybe he didn't try that conversation and then got ignored? But from what we heard from that side and a little bit from Jay's side, that conversation didn't happen. It was kind of a blind side.
As an old nigga, here's what I can tell you. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't go. It's a bunch of people where I'd be like, oh man, we gonna take this shit to the top. We always gonna be together. And then after a while, you like, that nigga's not really prepared. He's not qualified to go in the places that I want to go to. And they don't evolve with you. If people don't evolve with you, and look, my man's still afloat today, so credit to him. But he's not where Hove is today either.
Of course not. Of course not. And that man, he did what he needed to do as a businessman, you know, to get there. So that's why I said it's like the LeBron and Drake thing is like the opposite. It's like Jay-Z became the businessman, whereas Drake hasn't really went that route on the business side.
He
doing more his Jordan thing right now.
Well, he can't go business.
So it's kind of like, let's see, because he's 4 years older than me, man. So that man going on, what, he going to be 38 this year?
And he's Canadian.
So it's like, he's got still plenty of time, though. But kind of hurt where when I'm rapping old songs and then I hear that you said you was going to retire at 35 and now you going on 38 and you still putting out a lot of music. I'm like, damn, dog. Like, at some point, I hope he grows and matures to the point where he don't feel like he got to be always on the scene. That's what I feel like his biggest hiccup is right now, is he feel like he can't go away. That nigga gave us a whole spiel that he was going to go away, and I just got another remix on March 8th, 2024. You supposed to be sitting up for a little bit, and he on tour still.
Not only is he on tour, but some of those shows are being canceled, and it doesn't look like J. Cole is a 100% willing participant in this tour as he was in the beginning. It looked like he kind of checked out. Maybe he's working on his album. But your man can't quit. He can't slow down. He can't stop. He can't take a break. He can't take a hiatus because he owes niggas money. Bills don't care that you've been doing this shit for a strong 15 years. Bills don't care about that. Bills want their money like clockwork. Every month, Bills want their money. He can't stop because at one point, for a very long point in his career, he was signed to a nigga that was signed to a nigga that was signed to a whole nother nigga. So the further he gets away from that, the more he starts to actually see the money that matches the lifestyle he should have.
Mm. So but you think this is more, I ain't mean to cut you off, but you think this is more, it's because he's trying to get out of debt versus he just can't let this shit go.
Maybe not. I wouldn't say debt because I think like he's good financially, but at the same time, you got to stay afloat. And if you want to take a break, if you really want to take a break, you need a nice little nest egg because the people around you don't care that you want a hiatus from work. Those needs are still going to be the same. They're not going to change. Oh, you know what? The new Louis bag, the new Birkin came out. I'm not going to ask you for it because I know you on your hiatus. No, nigga, I still need this. That young French lady who puts a lot of baby oil on her body and does Cam Soda, she still needs her money. Don't want to talk about niggas' baby moms, but yes, his baby moms, that young lady still needs her money every month. And his son's rap career ain't jumping out the window no time soon. So yeah, he's active.
Don't talk to me like that. My hey, bro.
My man.
My son be rapping that shit, bro. my man. Shout out to Adonis.
No, I think that's the cheat code, though. I think that's the cheat code. All the rappers are going to get their kids and put their kids on now. And that's like, oh. And then my kid's going to be like, oh, you listen to him? Why you listen to his son? Like, it's going to be the weirdest fucking cheat code to a quick check or two. Quick little pivot into a different bag. I definitely wouldn't. I appreciate Drake and what he's done. I think he's had a decline for a good little time. In my music bag, he's had a decline for a couple albums. I know Y'all going to dispute that?
Do you say it because of the whole project, or do you just think overall it's been a decline?
Nah, he's had some projects that I do not fuck with. He's had some projects where I don't fuck with. He's had some projects where I skim through them, or I find a couple of 4 or 5 and I go on about my business. And to go from he puts a joint out and I might skip one to him putting a joint out and I might listen to one is a big, like, life come at you fast.
I got you. So let me ask you this, because you a traveling man. For those that don't know, Scully gets on the move. He been telling me I need to get on the move. He sound like my pops, even though my pops is like 15 years older than him. But you ain't listen to Honestly Nevermind when you was out the country, bro. You ain't get that a run back.
Oh no, I liked Honestly Nevermind. Okay. That was my back. I listened to that shit in the crib. Like, bro, I didn't even have to leave the house for that,
bro. So here's what I put this out on Twitter/X a few weeks ago. It was last week, that Drake's projects all get better with time, with the exception of Thank Me Later. I think that's his worst project, and it's a little combination of a lot of things. The quality on it is not good, and I think that's because he let Kanye, and you know how Kanye fucks up. Kanye always want to fuck with things until the shit is out, and then he want to fuck with it when it's out and all of that. So I think when he decided to try to move away from Kanye when he was putting that out, that's kind of what scrambled a lot of things up. But the sound quality on that compared to all the other projects just isn't there for me. Even though there's a couple of songs on there that I love. You know, I Be Up All Night, Ho Cruising Here, because I don't really know who I might lose next year. I Love My Team, I Love My Team. That was a theme. That was a theme for us. And then you got him and Nicki, Moment for Life. That's like, no, I'm sorry. Moment for Life was her shit. Theirs was Up All Night. The other one is, what's the song? Him and Jeezy.
Unforgettable.
Yeah, Unforgettable. That, but Fireworks to me should have been a huge song. But the quality of that song is not good. I don't know if it's the Alicia Pulse baby voice or if it's just the sound quality of the mixing. But it don't hit when you put it on the big speakers in 2024.
Well, if you add that in 2024, then yeah. They didn't, that wasn't made for lossless listening. That wasn't made for spatial audio. So yeah, it's and it probably doesn't translate well. It's like trying to watch a VHS tape on your flat screen. Like, nah, nigga, at minimum, go get the DVD and your DVD player will upgrade it, you know, to a Blu-ray quality. But, like, that's the same thing with this. But that Thank Me Later, that was quality raps. That was a quality.
No. I'm not talking about.
You're just talking about the audio quality. I'm talking about
the sound. Like, I'm thinking about how it's aging. And when you listen to, most of us agree that either Take Care is the undeniable classic from him, and then maybe Nothing Was the Same. I think Nothing Was the Same was an awesome project, borderline classic too, but it had 4 skips for me, so that's 4 too many.
Damn,
it should have had 1 or 2 skips at the most.
Y'all strict in this motherfucker. Well,
no, because when it's a classic, bro, a classic is supposed to be, you could just let that motherfucker play through.
I think a part of this is money. Remember, and Hove said this, so hopefully you don't have to go through this. Your first album is your whole life. Everything after that is a year. Everything after your first album is a year. Your first album, the label isn't, they're not as invested into you as you would think. Cause you still got to prove it to some extent, and yeah, he had the mixtape, but I think the mixtape is what got him the ability to run wild with a lot of the shit that he did on the first album.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't no big budget sexy album. a lot of in-house shit on here. And a lot of niggas threw him some joints because you're going to throw me some joints in the future as a favor. So it's less polished. But Take Care sounds a whole lot more polished. I don't think the nigga took more singing lessons. I just think that they got better engineers for the second album. And I think progressively, the production gets better, the engineering gets better, so it sounds cleaner than the first album. So I can't hold that first album to the same standard, at least for quality of sound wise, as I would any other album. And that goes for any artist, for real. Unless you're an industry plant, your first album should low key sound like a Ruffy. I mean, Hov put out 444 and that shit didn't sound mixed for, what is it, 7 tracks, 8 tracks? I think 4 of them shit
horrible
didn't even
album.
Relax. Not a horrible album.
Not the content. The sound. The sound on it. Horrible. I hate it.
Yeah, they mixed it in my bathroom. They mixed it in my bathroom while I was taking a shower. So like the mixing quality is terrible. Like I wanted to tell a motherfucker to send me the stems so I could do something to it. But I think that was the intended sound. My man was locked up in the house listening to Lemonade on repeat. He's just dropping bars, trying to vent his side of the story. And I'm not going to polish it because I don't want it to sound too perfect. Like this shit is a planned. Like this shit is a rollout.
Gotcha. So, okay. So I'm gonna go through his discography with the intros. And this is why I say Thank Me Later was the worst project. So if you go back to So Far Gone, Lust for Life, great song. Great tone setter, great song. You go to Thank Me Later, it's Fireworks, which we talked about. Where we saw featuring Alicia Keys, we was like, oh, this, you know.
I'm never hyped to see Alicia Keys, but yeah, proceed.
No, but what I'm saying is, and I've said this publicly.
And that is hate. Private. That's hate. That's hate.
Alicia Keys, before she had them babies from that man she stole from that woman, was phenomenal. Unthinkable. Oh, bruh. Just crazy. Like, great vocals. All of that. You heard her at the Super Bowl this year. The crackling, that never used to happen when she got on the scene.
Yeah, it did. Last 5 years. Oh, you mean never, like, when she
got on the scene. When she
had the braids that went on the sideburns? Okay.
106 and Park days. Yes. When she was in the top 3 videos at all times. When she was out there with Mos Def.
Yeah, but a part of that is, well, go ahead, proceed.
But anyway, so Fireworks. You know, you going from Lust for Life, Fireworks. It's a huge drop off. Then you come back with Take Care. Over My Dead Body, sonically, is just, you know, it sets the tone. You back in, it's like, oh shit, okay, he on it. Because niggas was questioning it when we heard Marvin's Room. I'm not gonna lie. When Marvin's Room dropped, I was like, oh, this better not be what the album is.
And that's exactly what it was. And that's what it is today. The whole fucking For the Dogs album was just 18 Marvin's Rooms.
And so you go Over My Dead Body. Great song. All right, then we go to, I think, his best intro ever, Tuscan Leather. Undeniable. Niggas was putting that shit on a mixtape. What's up, Fab? Like, that shit, Tuscan Leather, bro. Then you go, if you're reading this, it's too late, Legend. Legend, bro. It's too late in my city. I'm the youngest nigga, bro. Oh my God. Bro. Okay.
I don't know. No, you spitting. You cooking.
All right. Then you got the joint mixtape with Fuch. Digital Dash. Great 1-2 punch there. dope as hell. We still on a great introduction run. We ain't even talking about the whole project, just the introduction that sets the tone. Your man's budding tells you all the time, the intro, how you set the tone. It's important if we want to talk about our pod people. Then you go to views. Keep the family close. Aged great. Keep the family close. Aged great. Especially if you, the more success you see as an individual and you grow, whether you grow apart from family members or grow with certain family members.
I don't know. I listened to that. That's where I start seeing a decline in the intros.
Okay. And then More Life. Free Smoke. This is on the heels of the Pusha stuff going on. Free Smoke. Hey, bro. That had a little bop in the clubs at the time. Passion Fruit's my favorite song on that project. But Free Smoke. we still use that today. Then we get the Scorpion. And we talked about this on a previous pod with the crew, you know, how stuff had to get adjusted because of what he had going on. So we got Survival. Solid intro, but it fucked up what we were expecting from that man at that time. But we went through that project and it's got a lot of hits on there, actually. It's crazy. Then we go to Dark Lane Demo Tapes. This is where the drop-off starts to happen, in my opinion. This is where we start just putting stuff out because we want to make sure we stay on the charts. Because he was on at that time, he was on a Billboard run that was insane. It was like over 200 weeks. So we're trying to keep that.
Nah, Dark Lane Demo Tapes was just an evolved version of the SoundCloud. And when he first started, he was putting the Lucy's out on SoundCloud. And you'd be like, oh, man, I wish you put these on the album. We never get these on the album. But like, if you knew, you knew, and you knew where to go to get them. Yeah. And that's what it was. Dark Lane Demo Tapes was, hey, SoundCloud ain't popping no more. And I'm trying to get out this fucking deal, right? So help me out and let me put this shit out as a project.
14 tracks is a lot.
That's a lot of Lucy's. That's a pack, right? It's 20 Lucy's in a pack. That's a pack.
He also put out Care Package with all the old Lucy's on there that we all love. Free Spirit, Club Paradise, 5 a.m. in Toronto, et cetera, et cetera.
Dreams Money Can Buy.
Yes. Yes, Dreams Money, can't forget Dreams Money Can Buy. Then we get into the ones that's like, now I'm gonna shoot at Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is insane for saying this is the best project album, whatever he said ever. Certified Lover Boy, my second least favorite album from him after Thank Me Later.
We can't trust Kevin Durant. He don't brush his hair.
I do love Champagne Poetry. But it's not one of the top intros. Very underrated. Go back and listen to it. It's a very underrated song. But then we get into one of my favorite projects. One of my top four Drake projects. Honestly, never mind. Hey. Every time I play this, bro, I'm just envisioning once we kid free, me and the wife. Yeah, bro. This is just what you play. You be out there with a pina colada.
You ain't even got to be kid free, bro. Give them melatonins. Cut the black light on. Cut the strobe light on. Turn on. What you do is you turn on nature noises, like some rain noises, on one phone, and then you just play this shit through the speakers, and drink some wine. And get weird. Like that's what that album is for. Drinking wine, smoking hookah in the crib with strobe lights or just low lights, maybe a mister if you got money and you got a mister in your crib so you can get the little smoke effect. bellowing out through your living room, you know? I don't know. I just know that these are kind of things that I'm into.
I got you.
But intro, which was titled intro, man, text go green,
calling my name, massive, flights booked, overdrive, tied up blinds, liability, bro.
And then everybody loves Jimmy Cooks off of that. But, man, I love that project. All right. And then with the one of the most underrated projects, the Hurt Loss. Like, I still can't believe people didn't like that. I think it was because of they felt he was attacking women stuff. I hate that narrative. I hate that narrative. I feel like y'all just don't know how double entendres work. Like, your best rappers out there do triple entendres. Wayne, Metaphor King, will put a damn quintuple entendre out there. Like, it's crazy. But Rich Flex, it was a hit. You saw the memes where people were saying Drake was sassy on there. My kids love Rich Flex. When you get the kids, you get the people of your age group, and you get the internet memes and all of that, that's a win. That's a win. Like we tell our boy Jameson, like, all publicity is good publicity, because it's always going to be somebody that hate on it. But Rich Flex is a great tone setter for the two of them. And then the last one, For All the Dogs, Virginia Beach. Very deceptive title. Very deceptive title, because a lot of people thought it was going to be some smoke.
Free Smoke Part 2.
A lot of people thought it was going to be some smoke on that. But it's a good song. Virginia Beach is a good song, bro. I got 6 skips on the entire album when you include the Scary Hours edition. I got 6 total songs I skipped, but it's not a terrible project. Not a terrible project at all. I think a lot of people between Her Loss and For All the Dogs, I think they had it mixed up of the expectations. Her Loss was more so of a nigga's bravado. And then For All the Dogs, I think, was a metaphor for bitches. That's why the songs are the way they are, where it's a lot of resentfulness and shooting at the women and all of that. I just think that's how it was read. People be reading into the titles a little too much. But when you listen to the context, you like, oh,
Listen, my son was bugging out. He was letting us know a little, but he's making music for everybody for the last 5 or 6 Jones.
Yep.
But it's never been as clear and as just in your face like Benihana's. Like, they cooked it in your face at Benihana's. He did that for the album. Like, hey, it's 29 tracks on here. It's 23 tracks on here. You going like four. So I can put 5 people in the car, and we might play the whole album, because you like these drones, you like these drones, and there's not too much overlap. Now, there is some overlap because, you know, Slime You Out, or, you know, Baby Daddy, Rich Baby Daddy, whatever that shit is.
Great video, though.
I love the record. I love the record. I always thought it was creative, and it was Drake doing what Drake does, taking somebody who's popping right now. Come do what you do over here on my joint.
Yep.
And Solana, you know, his favorite lady. I call people by their first names on the
podcast. You like me, because in the group chats, you know how I am. I tell everybody, nah, I need your name, dog. I can't do nicknames and Twitter names. Like, I need your name.
No, I prefer to call you guys by your social names, but celebrities, I'll call them by their first name.
Got you.
But I don't be liking y'all's names, bro. I know your parents like loved y'all, and your parents took time to like bestow upon you a name, and that's just cool. But I just be like, I see that, like, you don't even look You don't even look like an Anthony, nigga. You don't look like an Anthony. Hey man, your new name is Blue Shirt. Why Blue Shirt? Because today you're wearing a blue shirt, bro. Like that, and that's what it is.
Hey, bro. All right, so this is my thing, man. Like, people can take it how it is when they listen to this. Like, go play all them intros that I said. I just want to get my spiel on how it, you know, how it's worked out. You know, I'm a day one Drake man, dog. I was with Drake when he was before the wheelchair on Degrassi, bro. Y'all know Degrassi is my bag. Like, that's my guy, man. I was a kid when I was at Home Alone. Like, Degrassi, I popped that shit on Teen Nick. You know? And it just was cool, man. You know, to see how Canadians live. Like, I make the jokes on Spaces and stuff. When I talk to people from other countries, what's the first thing I always ask? Is there niggas over there? Why? Because where I'm from, it's nothing but niggas. I want to know how much we can relate to each other. If y'all ain't around no niggas, you might not be able to relate to me. Now, to borrow a word from you, I'm good in every room, but I want to be comfortable. You know? I don't want to have to be doing my damn work voice around motherfuckers that I'm on social media with. So I need to know, is you around niggas?
No. Those are important questions because I like to get niggerish too.
And that's just be the biggest thing, man. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm an open book. There's only a certain few things that's off limits. And it's only when it's disrespectful. Because I post my family. Because I also know where I'm from and the type of nigga I am. Y'all ain't gonna play with my family. So I'm comfortable posting my wife and kids. I'm comfortable talking on the stages with people, answering questions, bring my wife on there, let her talk, do all of that. Because I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm the same way in real life that I am on the internet. And that be a lot of people's problem. They got personas that they put online. They got personas that they got in real life. But when you stand in the same thing, it doesn't blur. It just become about know who to play with, know who don't to play with. As you have talked to me personally, you seen what type of time I can be on, but it's always love, to take that from Jameson. It's always love. And I don't want nobody, I don't do that tough guy thing with people. I don't do none of that because it's the internet. But it is a certain level to, and I'm saying this because when we put this out, it might get clipped. And I hope it reaches the people I need it to reach. Because I don't want folks playing with me thinking that I don't know that they trying to play with me or play with people I'm tight with.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, so this is just a little sidebar because it's ISO time. And I just want people to understand, bro, like, just because we don't say it and we don't be on the Spaces popping it, don't think we don't know your first, last, middle name. Don't think we don't know where you went to high school. Don't think we don't know how many siblings you got. Don't think we don't know where you at, bro.
I'm sorry. Gunshots was not appropriate there.
So I just want people to understand, like, when y'all try to play with my little bro, y'all try to make your little pictures, imitate him because he's a little bit bigger and do all of that. Bro, we know where you at, dog. We know your government. It ain't even funny. Like, bro, we just out here trying to make a living. Everybody want to get home. That's the it. Whenever you go out, the goal is always to make it home. Right, Scully? It's always the goal. That's the goal.
Every make time I leave the house.
Everybody that you go out with, you want everybody to make it back home.
I need to get back home because that's where all my shit is. That's when where all my shit streets, is.
I just want everybody to go home, go to work, live their life. I don't do no doxing people. But I do dox in my mind that if I did get to the point where I felt like I had to come see you, I know where to come see you. Or I can tell the person you got an issue with that might be tight with me where you got to see them.
Let me find out somebody that got under your skin. Who out here fucking with you, man?
So, it just be like that, man. Like, everybody, like, I don't beef with nobody, bro. Like, y'all got y'all platforms. Y'all, like, we all on Elon's platform for the most part. We all on Mark Zuckerberg's platform. We all on Google's platform, because if you're on YouTube, we all on these people's platforms. Ain't nobody built their own shit for real, for real. We all piggybacking off the white man back, which is cool because that's what it's for. Use it as a resource. But just because we disagree on something don't ever mean you got to get personal, dog. When you get personal, that's when it becomes a problem. I grew up in the jigging era, the roasting era, the joning era, wherever you from, however y'all use the, you know, jokes, where the kids today call it bullying. I grew up sitting at that lunch table, sitting on the school bus, going back and forth with the yo mama jokes, with the yo sneakers, your shoe, your coats, your shirts. Don't be in that bitch with no hole in your shirt, dog. You know? So it's never that serious if somebody makes a joke of a picture that you have publicly that maybe everybody didn't know about. We don't have to do that. But don't make a joke when you post videos and pictures and people get on it, and then you want to talk about, you want to try to DM folks and talk about their wife and kids, or you want to talk about, yo, I'm nice, but I can go to that level. You going to do it or you not going to do it. Don't give me no veiled threats. I stand my ground. I'm in Georgia.
Oh, shit.
Like, what are we doing? So that's just my PSA. We're going to get back to the shits, but I got to let people know. Got to let people know in case they decide to click the link. You know, you can go to the 50-minute mark and hear this.
Bars, nigga. Bars. I feel like Funk Flex. You hear those bars, nigga? They lied. Y'all motherfuckers worship him. Y'all don't want to hear the truth. Oh, nah, man. Now that's fucking crazy.
It's yours, yours.
So straight out of GA, and this is crazy because I was out there for a long, like, but I'm old, right? So I was out in GA like when the first Freaknik happened.
Let's wake it up, bro. I was out there in 98, bro. Let's wake it up. I was 8 years old outside downtown Atlanta with my peoples, bro, because just lifestyle, bro. So
yeah, that's not even bad parenting. Like, that was actually just like, yo, if I'm going somewhere, my kid's going with me, and my kid is resourceful enough to stay out of trouble and stay close and find something to do and not mind my business. I was in Atlanta, first Freaknik, second John. I was in Atlanta for a minute. Like, it was a smooth like 3 childhood years. But as I grew up and I got a driver's license and a car, I realized there were a lot of fun and entertaining things to do in Atlanta, Georgia. So I drove back frequently. The nightlife. I'm gonna keep it a buck. And it's totally different today, but my rating stays the same.
Mm.
I feel like Atlanta is overrated in nightlife experience.
I got you.
And it's overrated in my eyes because Atlanta is graduation for all of the club promoters. Mm-hmm. Like, when you hit the fucking club promoter boss and you beat the club promoter boss, yeah, now you have permission to move to Atlanta and open a restaurant. Right? That's and funny. And it's just like fucking, it's, hey, come here. We got the grass wall. We got this. We got this. And you get there and the service is mad slow. Might be shitty, super expensive. Mm-hmm. Not a, it looks great, but the overall service or interaction isn't the best. It's nowhere to fucking park. Like, and maybe this is just me being a country nigga. Maybe mm-hmm. this is just me knowing, like, in certain cities, I just fucking, I Uber, I fucking Metro, I do the Penn train, the subway, whatever, whatever. But when I go down there with a bunch of people, like, we're going to pull up in an Uber yeah. fucking Uber van. X? Yeah, we're going to pull up in an Uber X Black. Like, nah, mm-hmm. my nigga, I'm gonna rent a car. And you rent a car, and now you got to park that motherfucker everywhere you go.
And the parking is ridiculous, dog. Oh,
man. Y'all niggas.
That's the one thing I wish I'd have had an investment in is them parking lots.
Land. You just buy land.
One of my mans, he's got a parking, a couple parking decks at UGA. Dog, when I tell you on game days, football season, that's why I pay to know people, bro. We be going, he be like, all right, y'all park right here. Bro, I'm telling you.
When it's not football season.
Oh, man. But they make enough. They make enough.
To hold them over all year long.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's sold out, so it's always close to 100,000 people plus the students. So
money.
And out of 100,000 people, you might say what 60-65% of that all drove there.
Damn. Yeah, no, that's good. That's good number.
Cause so, it's about 40,000 students. So yeah, you probably looking at, and out of the students, only really the freshmen and only really the freshmen and seniors get the tickets. Off the top, so it's a lot of people coming there, man. It's a lot. So he made good money, bro. But yeah, I got with him through one of my best friends because they frat brothers. So you always pay to know folks, man.
Oh, you in the gang?
Nah, I'm not.
Oh.
My best friend and a couple of my college roommates. They fraternity. So. I be knowing they stuff, and I respect it, man. You know, I know a lot of people get jokes off about the frats and stuff, but I know what they do actually outside of just the party shit and stuff that most people look at. So I respect them.
So me saying Atlanta is top five overrated.
True so or know, not? You know how I am. I don't want motherfuckers coming here no more. It's very overrated, people. Atlanta is not a real place. That's not just a phrase. It's not. It's a whole lot of bullshit that goes on. Don't go to Atlantic Station. Don't go downtown. Park your car in the garage. Just leave the doors unlocked and roll the windows down, bro. They're going to break into your shit. They're going to steal your shit if you got rims. Like, just, you might as well not. Just to keep everything factory. It ain't like the early 2000s where you could put that shit on and be good. Now these niggas is, your car will be there, but everything else will be gone. Like, it's crazy. Damn. And the only reason why they do that is because all the new cars have trackers.
Yeah, so I can't do nothing with this motherfucker. It's like stealing a bunch of iPhones.
Yep.
Oh, you stole a bunch of tracking devices. Cool, thanks.
Yep.
That's a Rico. That's a Rico, and you ain't even know it. So, what is it? And I know you said it in jest,
mm-hmm.
but why is Atlanta not a real place?
For one, Atlanta's not big, bro. Like, when you think of just Atlanta city limits, it's a small space. What makes Atlanta Atlanta, and I know everybody got the jokes of Decatur is not Atlanta, you know, all of that shit going on. Like, what makes Atlanta Atlanta is the metro area, because all of that gets included and grouped into Atlanta. When you look at all the restaurants, the clubs, the transportation system, all of that, that shit goes into DeKalb County. That shit goes into the beginning of Cobb County, which I don't prefer to go to Cobb County because that's called Come On Back Boy.
So try to stay out of there. Go down to Clayton County. You've heard of Clayco, Waka Flocka, Lotto, Gunna, all of them people. You know, you got Fulton, of course, which is where Atlanta is. But it's really, when you look at like Sandy Springs, like all of this shit is not Atlanta City Goodness. Brookhaven, all of that is not Atlanta City Goodness. It's all outside of it. But it's all grouped together because that's where everything is. And so when you look at the pricing, the closer you are to downtown, the more expensive it is. But when you get to what we call the Beltline, so if you look at a map.
For everybody that's listening, if you go on Google and just type in Atlanta, you look at the Beltline, which is 285.
Everything that's inside of there is what Atlanta is really considered. And that shit goes up through Cobb County, goes all the way down through South Fulton / North Clayton County. And the closer you get up north, the more expensive everything is, because that's where a lot more of the fair-skinned people are. The more further south you go, there's a lot more of us. And then east also. But the more north, whether it's northwest or northeast, that's a lot more of it's blended or it's a lot of white people. And so it's all considered Atlanta because white people party too. The Hispanic people party. You know they party.
I love me a Mexican party.
My neighbors are Hispanic and they party. Bruh.
I love me a Mexican party. I ain't gonna hold you.
Don't let, bro, when UFC fights, boxing fights, and Cinco de Mayo, they be having the whole block turn, bro. I'm like, damn. I guess it's one of them things, but it's just not a real place because there's so many people, bro. The Tyler Perry Studios, everybody films here now, do all of that. The traffic is unbearable because everybody's going to the airport. We got the busiest airport in the world, which is in the south side of Atlanta. And it's always busy, bro. It's always busy. You go through traffic from 6 a.m., until 7 p.m.
Golly.
Yeah, traffic is all day. There's little spots of the day. Like, you can get there about 10, 30, 11 o'clock. You can probably get somewhere in a normal time frame. It won't take you hours upon hours. But niggas get out of work at 2 o'clock for some reason. Niggas don't work on Fridays. You would think everybody would be at work Friday. You try to get on the road, and you sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Because everybody took Friday off just like you.
Like, that shit is crazy, bro. All the black businesses, them niggas don't be open on Mondays. It be wild, bro. Sometimes they don't be open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You be like, what's going on? Some spots, the sign, the website will say this, but then you go there, they got a sign on the door. Hey, we ran out of chicken. Nigga, how y'all run out of chicken? It ain't even 12:30 yet.
No, my Jamaican spot that's right down the street from me hasn't had cocoa bread in like 6 months. Hey, bro, last time I went there, I said, bro, just take it off the menu. If you only had cocoa bread since y'all opened, just take it off the menu, bro. I'm gonna stop coming in here and asking for it. Just right. Take it off the menu. You got beef patties? No, you ain't got that either. Take that off the menu too. Cause y'all ain't, if I've been here frequently and I've never had this, take it off the menu. Cause I'm asking for it every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. But, and then, like I kind of alluded to with the crimes be so petty, bro. Like, big dog, if you're gonna break into my car, bro, you ain't gotta break all my windows. Like, you break all my windows, though, dog? You broke the one window, but you break all my windows. Or them niggas be at Atlantic Station right in front of the building. Don't even be in the garage. I've seen this happen. A nigga charger, red charger, shit with the shit on it. Fresh kicks on it. On bricks, dog.
Damn.
On bricks. At the parking meter. Like, not in the garage, at the fucking parking meter, bro. It's like, I know somebody seen this.
100%. Then they got the they call them the boot boys and the boot girls. They got them niggas running around that's taking the boots off the car for a fee. All of that.
No, that's a bag though, because that taking the boot off is a whole lot cheaper than actually getting the boot taken off the regular way. Like, that's like a, what, $70-$80 drone? But the boot boys and the boot girls is like 30, 40.
But the problem is that, you know, now the parking enforcement, all the people, they take pictures now. Take pictures of the car and the license plate and all that, they send that in. So now you get pulled over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bruh.
Oh, Atlanta trash, bro.
See what I'm saying? You got that shit on your jacket because, hey, unpaid, you drive, and you driving the vehicle. Hold on.
Oh, man. You know what? You know who I'm going to blame for this? I'm going to blame all you niggas that ran and moved to Atlanta in all the 80s and 90s movies. I'm going to blame y'all, because without y'all, this shit wouldn't be possible.
Nigga, Kane was trying to leave L.A. for this.
And he did it. Well, no.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
I forgot. I forgot that shit. Hey, but
no, wrong movie.
Yeah, Jada still moved though.
Yeah. Your man's. What was her name? Brandy. Was her name Brandy and Boys in the Hood? What was her name?
Yeah.
She went to Spelman, right?
Yeah, she went to Spelman. And he went to Morehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but Cuba was a sucker because ain't no way I've ever had an altercation with the police, innocent or guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had an altercation with the police and came home to a fine woman like Nia Long and was still mad about said altercation and just started shadow boxing and doing nothing but haymakers.
Throwing hella haymakers.
This nigga had on a long sleeve Gordon Gartrell, acid wash, denim jeans, and he's swinging his life out. And then he cried into her womb and eventually got the draws.
Hey man, Boys in the Hood, love that movie, bro. It launched a lot of careers, bro. And just lastly, the cost of living in Atlanta now, bro. Like, honestly, we need to move into a bigger house. You know, I got a whole squad of kids, I got a basketball team and a wife and a dog. Like, if we want to stay within city limits in the metro area, not even in the city of Atlanta, but just in the metro area, bro, for, let's say, a 5-bedroom home or bigger, and you don't want to be in the hood, easily $475 or more. Easily. And $475 is on the low end. Which means you're gonna be at a trash ass school. Cause everybody down here, that's the other thing. Everybody down here that can afford it, they move into these houses based on the school, like the school district or cluster as they call it.
Oh, so they get the good joints.
Yeah, so like niggas specifically move to certain cities around here in like certain spots of the city, just so they can make sure their kids go to that school district, or not district, but cluster. So like you could be in a school district, you could be in Fulton County, or you could be in Atlanta Public City School District, you could be in Gwinnett County School, you could be in Clayton County. You don't want to be in Clayton County. They lose their accreditation all the time. DeKalb County too. So niggas don't want to move to those two counties, because if you have kids, that can be a nightmare. Your kid go to school for 12 years. I mean, all 12 years or whatever, and then it's time to graduate, and their graduation means nothing because the county or that school lost its accreditation. I've seen it happen to people I know and love.
Damn.
Yeah, so if you try to go to college, for example, and you went to a school with no accreditation, it means nothing. Now you can't go to school because your transcript don't match up.
Oh, y'all niggas got some shit out there.
Bro, that's what we talking about, like that classism shit, bro.
I never heard of no high school losing accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
Colleges, yeah, but not no high school. Yeah, bro. High school, nigga?
Yeah, bro. It's wild. It's wild. And then, like, my daughter in the room with me right now, and we always joke, and we watch the news on Fridays, and she's like, Dad, I'm being old today. I'm watching the news. I was like, all right. So she's sitting over there watching the TV. She comes and taps on me. A nigga in Gwinnett, now, 15 years ago, Gwinnett County was like the place everybody wanted to move to because it was safe, concise. You still were close to Atlanta, but you were 30 minutes away. Kid got caught at school today with a gun. Didn't pull it on nobody or nothing. I don't know how they called him because I wasn't looking at the story. But they said he didn't threaten anything physical or anything, but he had the gun at school. So, and then another school, actually a really good school that's like a top football program, somebody got stabbed up the other day. And these are the schools where it's not just the niggas. So it's getting crazy, bro.
You should be more fearful of the palm colored children in school than the kids that look like you.
Well, the first just school I told you was the one that looked like us. The stabbing was yes.
Every time.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, bro, you can't do it. But my oldest, she's gonna be homeschooled for middle school, so we'll see how that works.
Y'all motherfuckers smart out there. Y'all motherfuckers took all that pandemic education and said homeschool the kids like the Amish.
Hey, bro, got to, man. Her middle school that she was assigned to, it was like, nah,
yeah. Nah. Hey, I can do better myself. I can do bad
all by myself. Like,
hey, look, you gonna get your socialization with these after school programs.
Yep.
The neighborhood watch, all that. Last minute shout outs, outros, last minute shout outs. Who you got? Who you got? Bro, who you love?
You know, it's always love for my where I go, they go, we go, my Yugoslavians, you know. It's always, always love for the NTJS people. You know, Doko, Jameson, me and you, rounding that out. On the socials, I'm at Lovelace Knows on X. I'm at Lovelace Shows on IG. Those are the only two I'm giving out. And then follow my man's JMO Radio on X. And then Jameson OTC on YouTube.
Oh, my man gave out all the shout outs.
It's always gang. It's always love.
I like it.
It's yours. I repeat, all the real niggas worldwide. Salute. Real shit. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Stay scheming. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Stay scheming. Niggas tryna get at me.
I ride for my niggas. Damn, life so short. Fuck it, I don't wanna go to court. Fuck it, got a budget for the lawyer though. Fuck it, I'm on the run for the money. I'm in the bucket, paid 200 for it. My little nigga stuck and even got me paranoid. I'm getting money, that's in any nigga category.
Double M, I got G's out in California. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Stay scheming. Niggas tryna get at me.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the bras. Guess every team doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to set a record.
Fuck a pigeonhole, I'm a night owl, this a different mode. I'ma have to make a paint of six on a pinky toe. Heard you with a shooting guard, just let a nigga know. I would have your court side, not the middle row. All good love in a minute though. I can't stress about no bitch cause I'm a timid soul. Plus I'm cooking up ambition on the kitchen stove. Pot start to bubble, see the suds, that shit good to go. Whole sound suave, but I can't get recalled. Bro think he John Wayne, I bought them Yellowstones. Love the way they hang, babe. For the silicone, everybody fake now. You could crack the code, bust down everything. Set in rose gold, dread talking to you niggas like I'm J. Cole. I could tell her hair good before I even know. Bitch, don't tell me that you model if you ain't been in Vogue. Gotta throw a party for my day ones. They ain't in the studio, but they'll lay some. Rest in peace to Drama King, we was straight stunned. Y'all don't like the way I talk, niggas say something. Gotta throw a party for my day ones. Pull up and you know it's us, the bass jumping. Y'all don't like the way I talk and say something.
My face, nigga.
Gotta throw a party for my day ones. They ain't in the studio, but they'll lay some. Rest in peace of Drama King, we was straight stunned. If I let my nigga 21 tell it, you a pussy.